This week on Scrappy Challenge, we take the rapids for a whitewater ride of a lifetime. Cass, don't let go. Don't let go, please. Oh, please. Welcome to Scrap Heap Challenge. We've got a jungle of junk, two teams of tech heads, and just 10 hours to rustle up some rip-roaring, robust rafts to take on our whitewater rapids.
Their challenge is to get up a stretch of whitewater river and back down again in one floating piece. So the teams will have to build a craft that's powerful enough to take on the rapids, but with enough manoeuvrability to get around the shallows and the treacherous rocks. Whoever completes the course in the fastest time will be the winner.
Let's meet the teams.
The Extinguishers are a trio of firefighters from Kent. Westy, Morley and Fergie's burning ambition is to shoot the opposition down in flames.
I'm Westy, I'm a fireman and I'm captain of the Extinguishers. As a captain, I'm trying to try and get them working together and getting the best out of them. Fergie, he's a character, he's really good at welding, he's a good mechanic.
My engineering experience is vast and varied, really. I can turn my hand to most things. Morley is excellent working with engines. It ain't dead till Morley can't get it started.
I think we'll work well together on Scrap Heap because of our engineering background and the teamwork that we achieve within the fire brigade.
We can laugh at each other, laugh with each other, laugh at each other, but we're always there together.
We want to have a good time. That's the main thing. We're going to go out there and enjoy ourselves. It would be really nice to win, and I've got to admit, I do hope that we do.
Helping the Extinguishers to hose down the competition is Alan Pickard. He holds the world speed record on jet skis, so he's well used to notching up the knots.
The Body Snatchers are a posse of paramedics from Milton Keynes. Debbie, Jerry and Tim are determined to stitch up those firemen.
My name's Tim, I'm a paramedic and I'm the captain of the Body Snatchers. My two teammates are Debbie...
Have a listen, I've to undo your shirt.
..and also Jerry.
I met Debbie when I started working in the ambulance service. She can see problems before they occur and she's a great laugh as well.
On the day, I'm actually a bit of the brains of the team, so I do need to make sure that the things are flowing and that we're actually achieving what we set out to do.
Wait, we're not 4 to point... I can't do maths.
Jerry's lovely. He's a big, cuddly teddy bear. He looks after me when we're on the road together. I feel very safe when I'm working with him, but I wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of him. If there's any heavy lifting, then Jerry's going to be doing it, not me.
The trouble with him is his muscles get in the way.
Hi, I'm Jerry. I actually went to school as a merchant naval officer, but changed my mind, became a motor mechanic. Finished that, became a Royal Marine Commando, served in the Falklands War, Northern Ireland. So all of those combined actually made me perfect for the job.
I rate our team chances quite highly. We really have a blinding laugh together. With the skills we've got, I don't think there's going to come much better.
Colin Poole has donned surgical greens to give our medics that vital bit of engineering first aid. Colin's a boat builder extraordinaire all the way from Merseyside.
Right, Body Snatchers, let's go get them.
Okay, then let's go for it.
Yeah, come on.
Fiery Extinguishers.
Yay!
Band-aided Body Snatchers.
Yay!
Your challenge is set. The Scrap Heap White Knuckle Ride awaits you. Your task is to build a wicked white water rider.
Our secret test location are some of the most robustious rapids. Your challenge is to navigate your way up and down that tempestuous torrent.
OK, teams, you have 10 hours from when Cathy sounds the dong.
These guys are used to facing the unexpected, just as well. We're taking them to Northern California for some really wild white water. Riding down rapids is a scary business, but with a good boat and a lot of paddle power, chances are you'll avoid a cold dip. We've made things a bit trickier for our teams. They have to build a powered vessel to take them upstream against the current.
Well, we're going to weld directly onto
the body snatchers have come up with a rapid response to the challenge.
The three most important points are, obviously, the engine. Bigger the better, more powerful the better. The propeller, bigger the better. And obviously the box section and the tanks to start making up the actual hull unit.
The paramedics are planning a big and beefy airboat. They want to weld together loads of steel drums to make a strong, flat-bottomed hull to handle the odd bash from a boulder. They're hoping to find a powerful engine and some sort of propeller, which they'll mount high up on the vessel, out of the way of dangerous rocks. It could make their craft tippity-toppily, so they'll need enough barrels to make that boat stable.
But paramedic Debbie quickly spots some health and safety shortcomings in the plan.
Is there any way this could capsize at all if we're bashing into rocks and things like that hitting?
No, seriously, it is actually a distinct possibility. The main disadvantage of this design is its stability. You know, it's a possible problem. Yes.
Can you swim then?
I might be learning. Yeah.
You'll be learning.
Yeah. Are we going to put a grill over that intake to stop stones and stuff getting in the impeller?
Yeah, we'll
the fireman might be stout and sturdy, but their whitewater rider looks a bit weedy.
It's going to be not down to speed, it's going to be down to manoeuvrability to get between the rocks.
The firemen are planning a more traditional boaty hull with some sort of underwater propeller. They'll have to find a way to protect their prop from nasty rocks, and if that hull takes a direct hit, they could be in deep water. But they're hoping their craft should be light and nippy enough to steer itself out of danger.
Okay, then?
Not a problem.
Right, okay, let's go. For it.
Let's go.
Go on, then.
The medics are fretting about safety again.
Don't forget to fasten your seatbelt.
Sirens wailing, blue lights flashing, the firemen and paramedics head for the heap.
Right, swing around here, we get out. Let's have a look.
It's an emergency stop for firefighters Fergie and Morley. They're first on the scene to a white transit. They're after its engine.
Good boy, good boy.
Body snatchers Debbie and Jerry are used to working as a team, but let's hope they handle their patients a bit more gently.
Can you hear me? It's Fergie, over.
Fergie's forte is flaming buildings and cats up trees, so he's a bit hazy on motorboat technology.
We're looking at a possible hull on a horse box.
Fergie reckons that horse box roof is a surefire winner for their boat hull.
Yeah, I know, we don't need a pack on it. We've got to put a water pump on the back of that.
It's got two holes at the front.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
Morley's lukewarm on the idea.
I can hear a clip-clopping noise. That must be them.
Looking at that, it's rounded that way and that way.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll go through, yeah.
Because I'm sure you know a lot about this.
Yeah.
As of 10 minutes ago.
Is it deep enough?
Expert Alan thinks it's a red-hot favourite for the Whitewater Derby.
We're going to go for horse box?
Yeah, we'll go for it.
Horse box,
then.
Done.
Yay! OK, in the ideal world...
The body snatchers have got that monster barrel back. They need bags of big barrels for buoyancy and stability. But Captain Tim doesn't want roundy ones.
Right, Debbie, we want squarer tanks. The squarer you can get it, the better.
It's gentle giant Jerry to the rescue.
Right, Debbie, I've seen what Jerry's brought back. That's exactly what we need, but get as many of these as you can eat. We want 100 of them.
Debs isn't scared of a bit of graft. When she's not on bandaging duty, she dabbles in a spot of light bricklaying.
You've got to brace it across.
That hull's taking shape, but with their heavyweight plans for a big engine and air propeller, they need more barrels.
Do we really think there's no more blue ones? Over.
Well, I'm still looking.
We've got a bit of a problem where we're being told that it's looking like we're not going to get as many barrels as we wanted, as many tanks as we wanted, which means that we really, really have got a problem now.
Right.
So, yeah, we've hit a major problem, actually.
I'm sure you'll cope. They're a good team.
They're going to have to be.
So what's the body snatcher's actual plan?
I mean, they were going to build a very big sort of floating series of welded together boxes, which wouldn't sink. I mean, that was good, because they couldn't get... It was sealed units, like old tanks. and a massive engine on it with a humongous propeller, which will make an enormous amount of noise. That'll be really noisy. I'm glad about that. But all really horribly top-heavy and dangerous.
But so what's wrong with the plan?
They haven't got enough of the barrels.
3 foot by.
But the paramedics still have time for a pop at their fire service colleagues.
And what about the fact that you're against the fire brigade? I mean, is that...
The water fairies, can you have done anything like that?
It's really interesting. I never knew there would be any sort of
Trumpton.
Competition. Yeah, no, Trumpton. It's really shocking. I mean.
Trumpton. How's Cuthbert, Dibble and Grub getting on anyway?
Well, they're trying their best.
Oh, I mean, bless them.
Okay, yeah. That's it. Okay, mod yourself. Stop.
Right, you're going to get out now.
Go out.
Go on, that's it.
The paramedics are having an emergency brainstorm to deal with the oil drum shortage, but they have a plan.
Well, it looks like because we haven't been able to find enough of the barrels that we need for the plan that we had, we're going to have to go for a catamaran.
The body snatchers wanted a nice, wide, stable hull, but their barrel shortage leaves them with a high centre of gravity and liable to capsize. Colin's cunning ruse is to use their small cache of barrels to make a double-hulled catamaran of the same width to give them the same degree of stability for fewer barrels. But in boat building, there's no such thing as a free launch.
The steering's not going to be as good.
Yeah.
And mainly it's going to take a lot more work because we've got to brace across the hulls. And then braces have got to be really good because the stress is involved in two hulls twisting, especially when they're going to be put through what we're going to put them through.
Yeah.
Tackling white water on a catamaran might sound a bit balmy, but over the years, all sorts of batty boats have bobbed down the white water.
All good, clean fun shooting the rapids, and competitors are entitled to choose any kind of craft they like. It's wiser all the same not to choose a boat that bends double and slaps you in the face.
To the casual observer, it might look like a bunch of oil drums versus a van roof, but the teams are relying on these unpromising ingredients for all-important buoyancy. The extinguisher's boat is what's called a displacement hull. So long as it displaces more water than the total weight of craft and crew, they should stay afloat. The body snatcher's catamaran does the same job, but their oil drums give them sealed buoyancy. But with fewer buoyant barrels than they wanted, if they don't keep their overall weight down, it could be bath time.
Steve Curtis knows all about mucking about in boats.
Hi, Steve. Hi.
Hey,
have a seat.
Cheers.
He's the reigning world champion of offshore powerboating and our judge for the day.
Now, the extinguisher's boat's looking pretty smart, isn't it? But are you happy with the way they're working?
The only thing that I'm not happy with at this stage is it's an open boat at the moment. I mean, there's a good chance when they go over one of the rocks that the whole front might go underwater.
Go underwater, yeah.
And if it does, it will just be like a bucket.
It's not going to come back up.
It's sink like a stone.
Oh, dear. But, I mean, that actually isn't the case. That isn't a major concern for the body snatchers at the moment. I mean, even if their thing floats upside down, it will still float, I would think, isn't it? There's a lot of buoyancy in those barrels.
Yeah, and it's sealed buoyancy.
Yeah.
So buoyancy-wise, theirs is by far the best.
Right, right. But stability-wise, you couldn't really get it worse, could you, I don't think?
No.
With 4 hours gone, the paramedics are facing another crisis. They can't find a big enough engine or a propeller for their airboat. Without them, the prognosis is grim.
Too many bits missing. You keep on looking for the prop. I'll just go and have a look at where we're dabbing now.
No propeller, no engine. Going well, really.
While the extinguishers are trailblazing marine technology with a leaky horse box roof, our paramedic bodgers, the body snatchers, are fashioning a Frankenstein's monster of an airboat. They're piling on the pounds, but there's still no sign of a power source.
Yeah. Okay, watch out. Got any more of that? Oh, sorry.
Tim, you want to bring that down here, mate?
Yeah.
And our feisty firemen are aiming to roast their rivals with a transit van engine and the roof of an old horse box.
We're looking at one each side and then working off of that.
Debbie's found a prop, but it's not going to give their airboat much puff.
I've got to find something like this. I mean, I know I'm only a girl, but
yeah.
I mean, to me, this is a propeller.
That's it, it's going to look like
there
that.
There are things, there are, you know, it's different shaped wood and stuff, but I don't think it's going to be substantial enough.
Right, it's going to be a lot wider, even though it's only a little bit taller. It's going to look like twice the propeller that is. It's going to be really big and chunky, the thing that we need.
Right.
But the firemen have spotted a real lifesaver in an old hearse.
It's
doing a bit of back there.
That thing's a jet ski, and it's given the fireman a bit of a lift.
Take it
complete. Screw it down. Yeah.
Let's just hope it's not dead. Right.
A jet ski is powered by a propeller in a tube, known as an impeller. Its blades revolve at great speed, sucking water in from under the hull, then pushing it out with great velocity at the stern, driving the boat forward. It has a movable nozzle for steering, which will make the boat highly manoeuvrable. Just the job.
Expert Alan gives the green light to the fireman's find. Record holder Alan is well at home with impeller technology. His top speed is a buttock-clenching 68.7 miles an hour. But that's without a horsebox hull and three well-fed firefighters on board.
Paramedic Debbie's still on the prowl for propulsion and power sources.
Oh! Tim! I think I found something interesting.
That prop's a shot in the arm.
Yes!
That's it. That's everything sorted now for the engine.
Okay.
Yeah, great stuff.
That's the one. That's the business. Well done, Debbie. Excellent.
The body snatcher's big prop needs a big engine, and now Jerry's found this 5.5-litre pacemaker.
The paramedic's propeller and that powerful engine will blow air from the stern of the craft to give them impressive forward thrust, but no steering. And now that they have a double hull, they'll encounter twice the water resistance, making turning much harder work. A big rudder in the water could easily be smashed off by boulders, so they need to do some serious thinking.
Teams, you have 5 hours remaining. 5 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you. Halfway through the day, the contest is really hotting up. And this time, it's personal.
You're used to this sort of thing, aren't you, Jerry? Working under pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Sorting all that. Facing unknown problems suddenly around the corner.
You're not going to lose to a bunch of firemen.
Is that really... That's the thing. Did you know about this, the fireman the fireman paramedic?
I've learned a lot about it today, I tell you.
Oh, just a bit. Hostility.
Yeah, the names they call each other, like... There's some of them I've already been using, though, I must admit.
Yeah.
Of course, I'd hate to cause trouble, but I have to allow the fireman a right of reply.
Yeah, did you hear all that stuff about the Trumps and stuff?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Cheeking. I had no idea. I'll
have to call them something, but you've seen the size of that bloke.
I know. Big fella.
Dear me. No way. I think he's a very nice chap.
So you're not going to rise to the bait?
Oh, God, no.
The paramedics are ready to get that massive V8 engine onto the hull. Blimey, they're going to mount it 6 feet up.
I think we want to go a tiny bit that way.
All of it.
Yeah.
Steve, I can't help being slightly concerned about the design behind the body snatcher machine over here.
Yeah, you and me both. They've got this sort of flotation bay that looks a bit like sort of a pontoon, doesn't it? And then they've got a 45-gallon drum and stuck an engine on top of it, and it looks very precarious up there. Maybe it looked better when they put all the, you know, the propeller blade on, etc., and everything around it. But right now, it's looking very, very hairy.
While the paramedics press on with their overweight airboat, the firefighter's vessel looks trim and almost shipshape.
It looks like a boat, guys. It really looks like a boat. Which is more than I can say for next door. I don't want to spoil their fun, but...
It used to look like an horsebox a couple of hours ago.
Did it?
But it doesn't anymore.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, this thing is a bit technical.
Let's have a jet ski. This is a jet pump, so... Right.
But hasn't that whole thing not going to be underwater?
Yep. What we're going to do is build the back up, box around it, and then the intake will be inside.
So it will actually be where it is now, but you'll build the box up around it?
That's it, yeah.
The extinguishers will link their engine up to the impeller to propel and steer their boat. To work, they need to keep the impeller submerged in water, but they don't want it outside the hull where it could be hit by rocks. Instead, they plan to encase it in an onboard watertight chamber. They'll need to drill a hole in the hull to draw water into the chamber and another hole in the stern to shoot it out. Making that chamber's a big job, with huge potential for leaks.
And have you done anything like this before, like going up white water torrents?
I do it most weekends.
Do you?
Yeah, on horse boxes as well.
Yeah. Because I've heard it's a growing sport.
The paramedic's lightweight skimmer is rapidly growing into a dreadnought airboat.
We've done about an airboat, mate. It's a flipping heavy cruiser, isn't it? Flipping, eh?
Where do the torpedoes go, then?
The 8-inch guns that are going on the front.
You can only use what you're given.
Coastal battery bombardment.
Yeah.
Flipping heck, I tell you. 620, doesn't it?
Expert Colin's a worried man. He's a boat builder with a number of previous offences in the nautical department. He built this monster Mississippi paddle steamer from scratch. And this 70-mile-an-hour sporty speedboat for when he's in that Riviera playboy mood. He's built this teeny-weeny tugboat. But worryingly, he's never really mastered brakes. Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
With time running out, the firemen are getting hot under the collar. Surely they're used to higher temperatures than this.
Do I still look alright?
Yeah, you look lovely.
The fireman's craft looks boaty, but they've got a lot of leaks to patch. And making that impeller chamber is a big job. And you can get more than your fingers burn, as Alan finds out.
Ouch.
And when you think of the two designs at the moment, I mean, first of all, the body snatchers, I mean, they look like they're building a kind of ocean-going sort of raft that would carry an oil drilling rig or something like that, so that scale.
I think the sheer size of it and the fact that it's steel is going to make it... It's going to blunder its way through.
Right.
Should smash the rocks apart.
There'll be pebbles at the end
exactly.
of the race. And then what about the extinguishers?
It sort of looks like a boat, more so than the paramedics. But I don't know, it doesn't look like it's going to take much of a pounding to me. But I think the advantage they've got is they can steer well.
Yes.
Under power, they should be able to steer.
Right.
Which, obviously, if you're going up and trying to avoid, you know, boulders which weigh 10, 20 tonnes that just aren't going to move, you want some manoeuvrability.
Yes. Only thing that's
but with just a few hours to go, the extinguishers have hit a 999 situation. They've realised that some of the holes in the hull can only be effectively patched from the outside. They'll have to turn the boat over.
Let's tip it over. It's no good doing it and it's not floating. Go on.
So it's back to square one as they get everything out of the hull.
The trouble we've had, it were quite rotten. And we've, you know, been a bit time-consuming sorting the rotten bits out, but the pump's ready to go on. Right. The engine's on its frame, so once we get it back over, things should start
rolling. You can mount all that stuff up.
It's all lined up, Marty just wants putting in and welding in, so the hard bit's done.
Right.
But we've still got a lot to do.
We're
running out of time.
I bet.
It's the scrap heap equivalent of getting belted by a blast of backdraft. The fireman's nippy jet boat is a long way off floating, let alone cruising.
While in the body snatcher's boatyard, they're getting a taste for heavy metal with their blundering airboat.
The battle of the blue lights is really hotting up. But will the paramedics and the firefighters manage to finish their wacky whitewater riders in time? Find out after the break.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where a team of crack paramedics are facing a phalanx of firemen in a bid to make a powered whitewater rider.
Our feisty firefighters are falling behind. Their light but nimble hull is having some major surgery to cover some huge holes.
Do it like that and try and a bit to fill it. Yes.
Body snatcher Captain Tim is on a steep learning curve about hydrodynamics as the paramedic's big and beefy air-powered catamaran gets even heavier.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining.
2 hours construction time remaining, team.
Yeah. 2 hours. And we ain't filled the leaks yet.
The body snatchers are giving their airboat a bit of a naval trim with some jaunty aluminium bows. But they're not just there for show, they'll also cut through water.
Ta-da!
With its 5.5-litre engine, the paramedics know their airboat will be powerful. But steering is another matter. Jerry's making a pair of air rudders out of plywood.
The air rudders are meant to direct the thrust from their powerful prop to allow them to steer. but when they try to turn, their heavy boat's twin hull will face double the water resistance, making steering a real problem. Those rudders had better be enormous. At least it's starting to look stable.
What about the tippy-up problem? How are you feeling about that?
There isn't a problem.
There is no issue.
The expert thinks there's no problem.
Excellent.
So, I'll go with the expert.
Why is he crying?
It will be if we sink.
I wonder if whitewater riders look like this in the real world.
There's not an oil drum in sight with these babies. Whitewater powerboats are super light, aquadynamic, and have up to 1,200 horsepower engines to blast their way up the rapids. It's a fast-growing sport, but not for the faint-hearted. Or the light-walleted. One of these boats could set you back 35 grand.
Right now, I wouldn't give a fiver for the firefighter's leaky vessel, but at least those holes are getting plugged.
Oh, what lovely fumes. So, Morley, you're on hole eradication duty,
yeah, I take it. Yeah. There's a lot of them.
There are a lot of them, aren't they?
It's very, very difficult to weld to rust, but we're getting there. We're getting there slowly.
Is there a special welding technique for rust welding?
Bodge.
Of course it is. It's the bodge. It's the scrappy bodge.
That is terrible. Don't look at that one. The best one's over there. I'm having trouble with this machine again.
How are you?
It's too good for me.
You can weld underseal that, lad.
I have done.
The body snatcher's monster airboat is looking a monster weight, and Colin's looking even less confident.
Have you actually got an estimate of how much this is going to come in weight?
Well, yeah, it's going to be well over what I thought it would be. I think it's going to be getting on towards a tonne, about 1,800 pounds.
And are you confident that you've got enough buoyancy in these barrels?
No, in a word. It's going to be very close, to be honest. But I'm afraid we've had no choice but to go the way we've gone. Yeah, we didn't get enough tanks. It will float, but it's going to be...
It will float, you think?
I think it will.
But you're going to be a pretty nervous man on the banks when it first goes in the water.
That's a bit of an understatement, yes.
You're going to be hiding from the rest of the team.
I am.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining.
1 hour's construction time remaining.
Can I tell you a little piece of gossip?
I know what?
Well, I talked to Colin, expert of the body snatchers, about buoyancy. He's looking at me, that's like whispering.
He's gone away.
And I said, because he reckons it weighs a tonne.
Right.
And I wanted to know whether he was worried about whether it would float or not.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's very worried.
Right.
I think we should go on a scavenge and go and find some oil barrels.
So that they can tie on the side.
Yeah.
No.
With less than an hour to go, the pressure's really on, and it's time to call on all that emergency service training. Blue Watch are relying on handlebars off a kid's pushbike for steering. The paramedics have made rudders the size of ambulance doors, but will they be big enough to turn a ton of ugly metal? Debbie's experience at patching up patients is coming in handy. And Jerry's always on hand with a helpful hint.
Bit of tape on there.
Those firefighters aren't slow to spot a nasty fire hazard.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, should we take the petrol can out while we're doing it?
Whoosh.
I'll sneak that away, shall I?
Whoa! Fire! Extinguisher, quick! Extinguisher!
But they're not quite so speedy when a small blaze breaks out.
I've never seen such a slow fireman. Go on, quick. Anyway, you sure you fireman? Anyway, that way you dealt with that.
Now, the expert on the body snatchers thinks it's going to sink.
He shouldn't be saying that.
No, he thinks it weighs over a tonne.
They keep putting on big lumps of steel, don't they?
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. I mean, if it was a digger, if the challenge was to build a very big digger that can move lots of earth, they've done really well. But, I mean, it's meant to be a light, floaty thing that goes over the surface of water.
Well, for sure. And the only light thing on it is that seat. This is wonderful.
Go on. Full left, full right. Left, right. It's more to the left than it is the right.
Ah, we can adjust that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The steering's sorted. Time to position their impeller and watertight chamber.
With With the impeller and a couple of corpulent crewmen at the rear, most of their weight is in the stern, making the boat bows lift up. That's not a big problem in a boat with a streamlined prow, but because their hull is blunt and flat-bottomed, they'll face a lot of water resistance. It could slow them down massively.
Teams, you have 30 minutes remaining. 30 minutes remaining, teams. Thank you.
You can weld it.
The paramedics need to critically improve their response time if they want to finish that boat.
Where's little Not Locknut off this steering cable?
Oh. All right for now.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What, and the throttle there? You'll have a sort of another
no,
one?
No, it'll be a foot throttle.
A foot throttle?
That's it. Exactly.
Just might get a haircut at the same time. Well, I don't lean back too far.
So this is the this will be the driving position.
Yeah.
With someone else behind here.
Yeah.
And then we've got steering is just beautiful. And then that's your throttle.
Yeah.
That's very smart.
Teams, you have 15 minutes remaining. 15 minutes remaining, teams. Thank you.
15 minutes to go. So really, it's finishing the job you're on.
Anyone seen a pen?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
The body snatchers still have loads to do, but they're falling to pieces in the dying minutes.
Sorry, right.
It's safety first for the medics as they find time to fix a high-spec propeller guard.
We'll just take that and we'll just slide it back.
Tim.
And they've decided they need a more ergonomic chair.
Okay, that's better than, probably better than that one. Actually.
Will the body snatchers make it?
Now, I have to say that my money has just swung over the body snatchers. Now they've moved from the secretarial seat to the top chief executive seat. And I think, I'm not sure they're using its swivel capabilities to
they're
the
not.
Full.
They've reduced its swiveling ability completely.
But I think that could be the key.
Yeah. With blue lights flashing and sirens blazing, it's a race to the finish.
Hey, what about this here?
And the paramedics pull through. Okay, teams, your time is up! Down your tools, rest your weary engineering heads, for tomorrow your boating beauties must face the white thunder!
Just like a day at the office, eh?
Here's a prediction. It'll work if it doesn't sink.
We're high up in the Sierra Nevada mountains, where our teams are ready to take on the rapids of one of America's most extreme whitewater rivers. It should be the ultimate white-knuckle ride.
We've brought the teams to the Kern River for a taste of real white water. The first challenge is to get the boats down some of its more rugged rapids to our test course. Amazingly, the paramedics' outsized airboat hasn't headed straight for the riverbed.
Mind me paint!
And the fireman's horse fox turned coracle is only taking on a bit of water.
So now we know they float. The burning question is, will the extinguisher's upturned horse box outgallop the opposition by several furlongs, or will the body snatcher's massive fan on cans simply blow the firefighters out of the water?
The teams will make separate attempts to take on the rapids. Each lap will be timed from when the boat crosses the start line here, powers upstream, goes around the gate at the top of the course, and finally blasts back down to the finish line. There's three goes apiece, and the single fastest lap time will be the winner.
We've allowed teams the customary tinkering time, and those safety-conscious medics are using it to patch up the safety cage to protect them from their huge prop. Have you got a name for it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the name? What's the name? I don't really. What's it?
Rapid response.
Rapid response.
A rapid.
So we should get there in 8 minutes. That's
right. You've got to get there in 8 minutes.
The extinguishers have dubbed their craft the Hairy Rose, and like its sister ship Mary, it does look unlikely to survive its maiden voyage. It's all hands on the pumps. But we've sportingly given the team foam sealant as a safety measure. Panic over.
So how's it looking over here?
Fine, fine. Not just a few bad. Leaks. Just a few.
Oh,
leaks.
Are you taking on water?
Yeah.
But it's designed to.
Also, then you can just get the tilt and the tip just
that's
right.
It, the ballast, that's it.
So, is there any particular strategy? For, I mean, you've seen the river.
Yeah, it's just quite simple. You just avoid the rocks if you can, and that's it.
They've all read the Ladybird book of driving upside down horse boxes in water, but page four is a bit vague on rapids,
isn't
it?
It is. Yeah,
it totally.
Okay, fiery extinguishers, band-aided body snatchers, listen up. This is a shout. This is a red call. The time is set, the sun is high, the water is white. On the sound of my hooter, I want you to mount up your riders, start up your engines, and hit those rapids. Yee-haw!
Right, here we go.
There we go. We're on the clock.
The firefighters have won the toss and are first away. The rules allow a crew of four, but they've opted for two to keep the weight down in a bid for a faster time.
It's not exactly kind of rocketing up, but it's moving at a very steady pace.
Fergie's used to riding out to fires with his crewmen, but he doesn't often get this cosy on a call-out.
They look very nice hugging each other, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Do you think that's through fear?
Or affection? I can't tell, I think it's fear.
The boat struggles against the 20-mile-an-hour current, but makes it to the gate.
There's a lot of smoke, isn't there? I mean, I suppose that's fine. I shouldn't worry about it. Oh, they turned really well.
She manoeuvres round the turn beautifully and heads back for the finish line.
Come on! Come on!
They storm home, but there's a problem.
Slightly concerned about the huge clouds of white smoke, even more. Oh, dear.
As they disappear into a cloud of smoke, their colleagues Westy and Morley spring into action. With a sporting sense of services solidarity, the paramedics arrive to lend a hand. But their help is rejected.
Oh, they got safely to shore. Whether they'll ever go to sea again is another matter.
I got a time on that of 1 minute and 16 seconds.
Cathy, absolutely accurate, and we totally agree with that.
It's smelling slightly unpleasant over here.
Is that anything to do with the fear of the teams, or is it just the machine?
I think it's mainly the machine, actually.
The firefighters' smoke signals were the result of their foam sealant getting overheated by their exhaust.
Now it's the paramedics' shout as they happily accept firefighter muscle to help launch their monster. And they're across the start line. Rapid Response's 5.5-litre engine blasts her upriver.
Everybody in the valley knows it's started.
It's Colin at the helm and 18-stone Jerry amidships to try and counter the huge weight of prop and engine at the stern. They've reached the gate in record time, but they've cut the engine. Those huge air rudders can't overcome the massive water resistance and steer them round the gate, so they're trying to drift around. But it's a risky strategy.
It's an emergency call-out as their teammates have to race to the rescue.
Are they trying a different position?
So I bet it's the first time Colin's had an 18-stone man sitting on his lap. Well, this week anyway.
And they're off again with a new seating arrangement. Rapid Response storms across the finish line.
What was the time in the end?
1 minute 33.
Their time was 17 seconds behind the firemen, and now they're feeling the lack of brakes and heading for big trouble.
They're not having a lot of luck steering, and they've hit some rather large rocks.
The firemen are quickly on the scene to help rescue Rapid Response.
When it was down, when it got grounded on the rocks there, they didn't do any damage to it. It just sat there nice and like a beached whale.
I'll take a direct hit that, mate. That'll be OK.
Come on, exercise.
It's race two for the firemen. Can the hairy Rose improve on her 1 minute 15 second run?
The smoke's starting.
Smoke's starting now. I think it's just one of those sort of battleship designs. It makes smoke.
Yeah.
She struggles against the current again, approaching the gate.
I hope they don't suffocate. What's he doing?
Is he bailing out?
As she reaches the turn, the smoke is billowing, but the lads have a radical firefighting strategy.
What? Typical fireman.
In fact, they're not bailing out. No, they are bailing in.
Calling
the exhaust. I've never seen that before.
I've raced for many years now, and I've never actually seen anyone want to bail in the boat.
Come on, extinguishers!
Go! Give it some!
With the smoke under control, they're galloping to the finish line.
Give it some! Give it some! Turn it out!
We have a time of 1 minute and 6 seconds.
Oh!
The firemen notch up the fastest time so far. But Colin's got a whole new turning plan for round two.
Our second one, we'll go past the gate on the left-hand side instead of the right, and then back off the throttle. This is a bit tricky.
It's a 15-point turn.
That's right. So we back through the gate like that. The nose will go out into the fast-flowing water. The water will catch the nose. Shoot it round. We'll be back facing the right way, and then we'll be doing 90 miles an hour back here again.
OK. Well, there's the theory.
They're off with Colin and Captain Tim sharing the hot seat. It kicks up a hell of a wake. If they can make a decent turn, they could beat the fireman's 1 minute 6 seconds. They've made good time to the gate, and now they're trying Colin's go with the flow steering strategy.
Now his plan, like he said, he's going to let it back up.
Back it off, turn it a bit.
Yeah. Can't
turn. Can't turn, can
it? It's very, very good at going in a straight line, isn't it?
Yeah.
The old human paddle is more effective than the rudders on the turning, isn't it?
Auxiliary power again.
Yeah.
They've cut the prop as it could blow them onto the rocks, and they get around the gate using perfectly legal paddle power. They must get its nose round before they can start the prop, and before they hit the rocks.
No, it sounds like the engine's...
No, it's not. I think they might have hit a rock, then.
Yeah, that was definitely a rock.
That was a nasty curve. Power it up, baby.
But that sturdy hull survives the knock, and now they're heading downstream, they can open the throttle again. Look at her go! It's another storming run home, but they won't beat their far-fighting rivals' previous best.
What was that, 160?
160 is very close, actually. We call it 2 minutes.
No, I know we do.
Do you reckon you can improve on your last time?
We'll give it a go.
With any particular different strategy or just a bit more welly?
Well, when we come down the fast lane, I'll leap in the front here. We give it a bit more.
Because you reckon that it's having the weight in the back that's slowing you down?
We might get a bit more if I go in the front, won't we?
Yeah.
When the extinguishers are going upstream, they need a fireman in the back to keep their impeller submerged in the water, even though that means greater water resistance at the bows. But for the downstream leg, they reckon that if they even the weight out, the combination of the fast current and the reduced water resistance could make them even faster.
There we go. It's their third and final run. Can they better their own unbeaten personal best of 1 minute 6 seconds?
Come on, Fergie, lean forward.
Get forward.
That's steady.
Come on.
Make it turn to it.
No.
They're in the fast water, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the trouble. Come on.
What
time we got?
Got 45 seconds now.
That's good. Go on, get it, Fergie. Come on, Fergie.
Fast
as you like.
What's
the time?
54 seconds.
Come on.
Oh, yes!
It's a magnificent finish.
What was that?
1 minute, 1 second.
It's the best time so far.
1 minute, one.
Who wants to buy it?
We can still do it. Oh, yes, sir. But it's going to have to be good.
Chocks away. Debs is in the hot seat, and the paramedics have everything to play for. They're much faster than the firemen upriver, but can they make that turn?
This is very good!
This time they blast it round the turn. But the impetus takes them straight into the fastest water. And into disaster.
Oh, he's off and he's...
Oh, no! I'm under cheer!
Because they've got no reverse.
Pushing off. They're still at 59 seconds. They're still in the running.
You're still in the running, guys.
Keep it going. Yes.
Come on, paddle! Come on!
I think it's got to be under power, though, for it to be fair. He's going to start it up. He's chucked the oar. Doesn't care. The oars have gone. They've got no hope of stopping it now. Oh. Get it going, guys. Yes! Big low one he does.
Oh, look at it.
Look at that speed. Oh, we're getting wet back here.
It was a valiant run, but their second-rate steering lost them the race.
What was it?
I made it 1 minute 30.
1 minute 30?
Well, good.
Considering they stopped in the middle. Well, guys, I think it's fair to say that if it was a race on purely based on noise, there's no question that the Body Snatchers would have won, but it has to be said that you, the Extinguishers, have got through to the next round. Well done, Extinguishers!
Could the weapon that pierced the side of Christ be in a Viennese museum? Spear of Jesus tomorrow at the same time. Investigate. But next, it's Extreme Engineering, and we're going underground in Boston.